This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long, and coming up in this hour, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He is a publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, ConsumerGuide.com, and we're going to be talking to that gentleman about not only new cars, 2019-2020 models, but we'll also take a look back in automotive history as well. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261. And Mackenzie's behind the Master Control Board in Minnesota, and he'll get your calls. And if you prefer email, that's not a problem either. Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com. Let's now go to the Windy City and bring forth Tom Appel, who is the publisher of Consumer Guide. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you got a great article up here that we definitely should talk about. Should I buy a car or a crossover? It was ironic. It shows you what a car geek I am. I mean, even at this age, I'm always looking, you know. Even like in a parking lot, you know, I'm looking into people's vehicles. You know, they probably wonder what is this guy doing if it's something that I haven't seen before. And the other day when I was stuck at a light, an intersection, without a light, actually, I had the opportunity to watch a lot of cars taking right turns, and I was doing, you know, basically what you did in this article. I was counting cars versus utilities and crossovers. And it was true. You know, I was there at that busy intersection for quite some time, good enough to see probably 30 cars. And it was approximately, I'd say, 10 sedans and 20 crossovers and SUVs.
Yeah, and that's pretty close to the actual mix sales-wise now. Something like 30% of all new passenger vehicles are now sedans, down from 50% about 10 years ago. And the trend line is still taking us lower. So, and of course, the industry has sort of responded to this by removing a lot of the sedans from the market. FCA, Fiat Chrysler, sells virtually no sedans anymore. General Motors has eliminated a bunch. Ford has announced its plans to eliminate a bunch. So this really just leaves the Japanese carmakers selling affordable sedans anymore.
I know, which it's surprising in a way. Surprising, but understandably but I think it's, as we've touched on before, it's too bad that we're seeing the pullout of some of the American car companies from the sedan side of the fence, because, you know, it's only now that they have products that can challenge the Japanese, the Koreans, etc., and they're kind of letting them have that market, and basically they're saying to Honda, you know, sell more Accords, and Toyota, sell more Camrys, and other manufacturers, small Japanese manufacturers, they're not in any way halting sedans. Why is it such a big push here in America, Tom?
I don't know, and that's a great question. I think that one of the things that's happening is we're seeing that at General Motors, the company has decided to no longer chase market share or sales, just profitability, and the margin on sedans has dropped dramatically. Chevy was still able to sell almost 100,000 units a year of the Chevy Cruze. However, they weren't really making any money on that vehicle. And I think that as General Motors and all the other manufacturers seem to be looking ahead and feeling a recession coming on, I think that General Motors very proactively, and you can argue too proactively, has decided to eliminate a lot of products that don't really make that much money for them. Now, I think that in the case of like the Camry and the Accord, those cars were so popular and had such strong followings that those manufacturers still have some pricing strength on those and don't incentivize them as much. And now that they're going to be like the only sedans out there,
I know,
they might still do pretty well.
It is very much fascinating, and we'll have to continue to watch it. This article you did very, very well, and you incorporated in the question, should I buy a car of a crossover, various different attributes of vehicles, beginning with on the highway, and in this particular instance, you gave the advantage to the sedan.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things about going to a crossover is that you're probably going to lose a little bit of wheelbase and you're going to pick up some ride height. And both of those dimensions really hurt you on the highway. You're going to pick up some wind noise with the added ride height, reduced fuel economy, and the ride's going to be a little bit choppier, too. It just ultimately, I think, one of the things, too, is that in a sedan, you tend to sit with your legs stretched out, which is the thing I think is more comfortable for a ride over a couple of hours.
That is so true, absolutely. In the city, however, you gave the nod to the crossover SUV, and there's no doubt about it. In cities, you just see them by the tons, especially the subcompact models.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things about most crossovers, and in this case I'm comparing the Honda Accord to the Honda CR-V, the reduced overhang front and rear and the shorter wheelbase and just the general overall length of the vehicle favors the crossover. You get as much interior space and a much easier to maneuver package.
And then you looked into two different areas of hauling passengers and hauling cargo, and in both areas you gave the nod to the CRV, the crossover. And is that true for big and tall guys as well, or is that a different story?
No, actually, the big and tall thing is very interesting. One of the things that you run into some sedans, and this isn't all of them, is that the door tends to be a little bit shorter, and the B-pillar hits you right about your shoulder if you're taller, and you end up looking to the left at the B-pillar, making your outward visibility a very compromised thing. Crossovers, you have the nice slide-in hip point, which makes it better and the better visibility. But big and tall guys tend to fare better in upright crossovers.
And then lastly, cost of ownership, and it ended up being a draw. Tell us a little bit more about the research you did to come up with this conclusion.
Yeah, a couple of things going on here. One of the things I checked, too, there's a magazine for fleet managers called Fleet Financials that determined that the total cost of ownership, the TCO, of a sedan and a crossover is about the same. What's happening right now is that the cost of the sedan tends to be cheaper, especially the negotiated price of the sedan, but the resale value of the crossover is a little bit higher. Also, the fuel economy difference isn't nearly as dramatic as it was 5 or 10 years ago, so that doesn't play as big of a role either. One of the things that could happen, too, is that sedans with declining interest in them may be worth less and less in resale value, which may hurt you a little bit at trade-in time. Currently, it seems like the total cost of ownership is about the same.
And you gave the crossover the advantage in the intangibles department as well. Tell us a little bit about what you were referring to as far as the intangibles.
Yeah, there's a couple of things going on here in the intangible category, but one of the big ones is the sense of control and sense of confidence you feel when you drive a crossover. I know a lot of people who don't know anything about cars just feel safer in a crossover, and you have the commanding ride height, you have the better outward visibility, and additionally, you just feel vulnerable in a car if you're driving around in a sea of trucks and crossovers. You're down low, you can't see around traffic, and it seems that the more crossovers are on the road, the more you feel like driving a crossover because you really need to be lifted above that sort of sedan level of sight or sight line.
When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the 2019 Honda Passport Elite. the all-wheel drive variant. Tom and his crew recently had one of those go through the garage in Chicago. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are indeed live across North America and around the world. on GCNLive.com and great radio stations from coast to coast. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide, and we started the hour off talking about the car versus the crossover in a story that Tom just recently did for the Daily Drive, the blog at Consumer Guide. And Tom, why don't we take a moment and tell everybody about the Daily Drive and the kind of articles that you have in there, because it's not just writing about cars and new cars. You also go back in history and share some of the contributions from your sister publication as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, our sister publication is Collectible Automobile. It's a bi-monthly magazine, beautiful 96-page glossy paper. If you love cars, that's a great magazine, and you can link to that, to the Collectible Automobile site from ConsumerGuide.com. But we are ConsumerGuide.com. We've been around since 1967, and if you hang around either of our sites, ConsumerGuide.com or our blog, which you can get to from that site, I think you'll realize that the guys that work there really love cars, and I think that's clear. We review all the new cars and used cars at ConsumerGuide.com. We try to have some fun with the news or go further in depth with the news at CGDailyDrive.com. That's our blog. We invite you to check it out. If you'd like, you can also follow me on Twitter. I am car_guy_Tom on Twitter, and I like to post pictures of old cars that I see in my neighborhood. So you may want to check that out.
Absolutely. Well, the last time you were with us, I reported a sighting of a Range Rover Evoque convertible. Believe it or not, Tom, I've now seen two of them, two different color schemes, and that's got to be a pretty rare combination, considering what the limited run is on that particular vehicle. As you pointed out, the first generation of the Evoque, just to see a two-door would be hard enough, but to see a two-door convertible, and now I've seen two, it's pretty cool to see that.
Yeah, those are incredibly rare. So having seen two in a short time, you should be playing the lotto.
Yeah, good idea. Well, I am actually playing dream giveaways for a Corvette ZR1 or a Challenger Red Eye, which is a charity that does some great work for children, and they have these drawings. I'm sure the odds are just like the lottery, 1 in 1 million, 1 in 10 million. But nevertheless, there's a gentleman in my neighborhood who has a ZR1, and he also has he's got a two-car garage, and he's got a lift in it with an older classic car. I never get to see it out because the Corvette is always parked below it. It looks like a customized kind of resto mod. And then he has a brand new Chevrolet Suburban as his daily driver. But he has got a ZR1. And anytime I get the opportunity to be behind this gentleman as he motors out through our neighborhood, it is a thing of joy, Tom, and certainly that's something you don't see very often.
Now, I have a neighbor with a 1979 Pontiac Trans Am. That's the classic gold on black.
Sure.
And I see this only on the 4th of July. Sometimes I hear it because he does a lot of engine work. So late at night, which is when I wish he wouldn't work on it, I hear him revving the engine. But I only see this car on the 4th of July when he pulls it out of the garage. I don't know when else he drives it.
Isn't that funny? My God. And we're going to talk about the 2019 Honda Passport Elite, and seeing the black wheels on it reminds me that, you know, black wheels have definitely been in fashion. But one thing that I've seen, which is something consumers should be aware of, don't try and spray paint your chrome wheels.
No.
Because after a while, it starts to come off, and boy, does it look bad. I've seen that on numerous vehicles, Tom.
Yeah, and the black wheel look now is so popular, it is now standard on two of the four Honda Passport models. It's standard on the base Sport model, and it's standard on the top-of-the-line Elite. So this is something that's very mainstream now.
And a trend noticing here in Florida, I'm seeing more and more colored wheels, wheels that actually match the body color of the car. So you can have red wheels, blue wheels, gold wheels. It's something that I never used to see, but that's definitely on the radar screen as far as an emerging trend. We'll have to see if the automakers follow suit and do some of those, or because usually trends tend to, well, it goes both ways. Usually I was going to say it's the OEM that starts the trend, like the black wheels, and then you see the aftermarket manufacturers copying the black wheels and selling their own black wheels. But this colored wheel bit of craze seems to be coming from consumers themselves. Do you see many vehicles in the greater Chicago area with colored wheels the same as the vehicle?
Yeah, it has grown. And I think you're right. It is enthusiasts that are leading the way, and I've seen a lot of them. And not so much Civics anymore. I've seen a lot of them actually on compact pickups, and it's not a bad look.
No, it isn't, actually, and it kind of dress up some of the older offerings. If I've seen them on some sedans, and they aren't the current generation models, so they're more stodgy looking versions of the Camry, and it definitely gives it a little bit more visual punch. But let's talk about the Honda Passport all-wheel drive Elite. This came through your office in suburban Chicago, and what were some of the conclusions that you guys came up with about the Passport Elite?
Yeah, it's such an interesting vehicle because this is Honda responding to the need for more crossovers in its lineup. So they have slotted the Passport, which is a name from the past, from the late 80s and early 90s, when they were borrowing that name to a place on an Isuzu product that they were selling through Honda outlets. They brought the name back, and this is now a two-row crossover that slots between the compact CR-V and the midsize Pilot, and it's a very nice vehicle. Architecturally, it's very similar to the Pilot. It's a little bit shorter, rides on the same wheelbase. It loses a lot of the rear overhang. And in positioning it, Honda has chosen to make this vehicle a little bit more off-road ready. So it's got the black wheels we noticed on a couple of models, raised ride height, and some suspension tuning that makes it a little bit more capable of off-road stuff. But on the road, which is what Consumer Guide generally cares about more, this is a very nice vehicle. If you like the Pilot, I think you'd like the Passport. And if you're looking for something just a little bit less expensive and a little bit more maneuverable, well, but gives up no room at all in the first two rows, this is a nice vehicle.
Very well said. In addition to that vehicle, another one that came through your garage recently is from Ford, and it's an F-150 Lariat variant, and it's got the Power Stroke diesel engine. Impressive looking vehicle. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out how it drove and the conclusions of Tom and his team. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
It was recently announced that a 10-year-old migrant child died while in the care of the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Refugee Resettlement back in September of last year. Republican Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson, during a CBS interview on Face the Nation.
The men and women of our Border Patrol and other volunteers from the federal government are doing a heroic effort trying to deal with this humanitarian crisis.
Democrats have criticized President Trump's approval to send an additional 1,500 U.S. troops to the Middle East, expressing doubt regarding intelligence on Iran posing a threat to U.S. forces in Iraq. On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican Congressman Will Hurd was asked about it.
I've seen the intelligence. It's very credible intelligence. This intelligence was produced by hardworking men in the CIA, in our intelligence community.
Hurd is a former CIA officer. The Wall Street Journal reports British retailer Topshop is closing all of its U.S. stores after its operator filed for bankruptcy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there.
I so appreciate you being with us here today. My name is Bob Long, along with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. We're talking about some of the vehicles that Tom and his crew have had the opportunity to check out in recent times, and we're going to go back a little bit in automotive history with Tom as well. But right now we're focusing on the 2019 Ford F-150 Lariat Power Stroke, which is a diesel that Tom and his crew checked out. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about the overall performance of this very impressive looking, certainly there's no denying its stance on the road. This has got a lot of those manly truck cues that we've grown accustomed to seeing from the manufacturers.
Yeah, the Ford F-150 has a bunch of presents, as do most of the half-ton pickups currently available. But for 2019, the big news for Ford is the availability of what they're calling the Power Stroke 3-liter V6 diesel in the F-150. Currently, or previously, to get a diesel in an F-150, you needed to buy a 3/4-ton 250 or a 1-ton 350 vehicle, but now there is a smaller version that works well in this vehicle. We were able to test it for a week, and we were generally very impressed by this engine. Now, it's expensive up front. This is a $4,000 option, so it's not cheap going in. But in terms of fuel economy, we got about 7 miles per gallon better, 26 versus 19, than we did with an earlier test vehicle with a 5-liter V8. One of the most impressive things about this diesel is how incredibly quiet and smooth it is. I think that most drivers would not know that they were driving a diesel. I think the only thing that betrays it is that power delivery is just a little bit less than linear compared to the excellent 5-liter V8 or 3.5-liter EcoBoost V6 turbo that you can get in this vehicle. Otherwise, this vehicle is very much an F-150. It is roomy. It rides reasonably well. It started to feel just a little bit dated because the Chevy, GMC, and Ram are all new. But this is still a very good vehicle, and this diesel is a very compelling reason to look at it if you need the towing power.
And out the door with a whole bunch of options, including 20-inch six-spoke wheels, a technology package with lots of stuff for $1,195, an off-road package for $905, just to name a few of the options. But out the door was $68,100, which will shock a lot of our listeners, but this is not unusual today in 2019 for a light-duty pickup truck to be hovering in that territory.
Yeah, and what's happening here is, yes, vehicles have gotten more expensive, but additionally, you can just load one up now. We've had a Ram through the office that broke $70,000, and not because it was so expensive exactly, but because it was available with an insane amount of options that you just wouldn't expect out of a pickup. You could still build yourself a pickup if you wanted to for around $40,000, though it may not be nearly so posh as some of these rolling palaces that that Ford, GM, and FCA are building these days.
And that is absolutely true. You did a great job putting up some classic car ads from 1985. I really got a kick out of looking at those. Tell us a little bit about your favorite in the collection.
Well, my favorite, 1985, the Buick Electra was all new, and that vehicle had gone from its traditional rear-wheel drive architecture to front-drive architecture, I think, which stunted sales a little bit at first. I think that a lot of Buick traditionalists did not want any part of that downsizing. But, and I've read the text a couple of times, and it's not super clear, but there's a picture here of an Electra wearing rally wheels and doing something in the desert, which is one of the silliest things I've ever seen a Buick do.
I know they got it, you know, decked out as if it was some sort of Audi or some sort of WRX type vehicle without the elevated ride height. But yeah, that is a funny one. And there's some great other ones there, including the use of Elmo from Sesame Street. Tell us a little bit about that.
That was simply a point that 1985 was a weird year of transition, so I reached back to find Elmo, which was going to be a shock to people who were watching Sesame Street, because the show had been repositioned for younger audiences, just as the Buick was repositioned for younger buyers, even though I'm not sure younger buyers really wanted an Electra.
Oh, absolutely, and it's really interesting to see some of these vehicles and the way that they're portrayed back then, and again reminds us how far we've come with vehicles, and certainly with power plants, with computers. And I mean, there are some 4 and 6 cylinder vehicles here that are saying that they're V8 powered, but in reality, like for example, the Town and Countries that they're showing both in 2-door form and in 4-door Woody form. A power of a V8 with the efficiency of a 4-cylinder. I mean, that might have been true, but boy, those early turbos were not exactly easy to maintain, and they weren't exactly the performers that you would think they were going back in time, because people have a short-term memory, and these modern-day turbo engines are just incredible, like the way they spool up, but that wasn't true back in the 80s.
No, the Chrysler 2.2-liter turbo, which was probably more reliable than anyone really expected or even Chrysler deserved it to be, was prone to insane amounts of turbo lag. And it was, I had actually the opportunity to drive a couple back in the day. I had friends who had purchased a Shadow turbo, a Shadow ES turbo, which was a Dodge. And if you hit the gas hard, you might as well just count to 3 slowly before anything happened. It's just so long for the turbo first to spool out. And then the power came on with a very abrupt authority. And there was a period of time between 15 and 40 miles an hour when it seemed like you were going really fast. And then a shift happened, and then the lag started all over.
Oh, that reminds me of a car from Ford. I remember it so well. The Ford Probe, originally destined to replace the Mustang, but of course, purists rejected it almost immediately, and the Mustang would continue to be built concurrently with the Probe and its Mazda cousin. But that vehicle had such torque steer, a front-wheel drive vehicle with a turbo engine in it. I remember literally the vehicle would start to take a turn if you got your foot into the gas just too hard. It was like instant right turn.
Yeah, and that was actually a fairly nice vehicle. But, yeah, the torque steer, I was actually selling Fords at the time, so I drove a couple of the Probe GTs with the turbo engine. And yeah, it wanted to wrench the wheel out of your hand when the turbo kicked in.
I know. Isn't that something else? And certainly when you look at the modern-day diesel technology, as we've been talking about with the Lariat, and I'm definitely a fan of diesels. We had a gentleman on talking to us a little bit about the efficiency of diesels versus electric vehicles, and he was quick to point out that even, you know, despite the significant rise in electric vehicle sales in this country, diesel sales still outdo electrics for 2019, which is interesting.
Yeah, and part of that has to do with strong pickup sales, including the sales of Powerstroke and Duramax and Cummins diesels and the big pickups. Part of that, too, is because Jaguar Land Rover committed to diesels in a fairly big way, and they're selling a good percentage of those vehicles are diesel-equipped.
That's very true, and that's available in a multitude of models. You've got that diesel power plant available. Mazda is another vehicle which has decided to finally bring a much-promised turbo into the mix, but you guys recently had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of a 2019 Mazda CX-5 Signature. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about this vehicle.
Yeah, we're huge fans of the Mazda CX-5, and it's been a compact crossover best buy for Consumer Guide for a number of years. And up until now, the top trim level has been the Grand Touring. For 2019, there is now a Signature model at the top of the line, and it's even better equipped.
When we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about how the 2019 Mazda CX-5 Signature, how it performed, and what kind of grades did Tom and his crew give it. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the
Tom Appel from Consumer Guide is our very special guest. We're talking to you about some of the vehicles that Tom has had through his office, and we're up to a vehicle from Mazda, the 2019 Mazda CX-5 Signature all-wheel drive model. And this vehicle had a price as tested of $39,450 with a 250 horsepower, 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine. But it looks like overall you really gave this vehicle quite a number of A's and B's.
Yeah, we've always been fans of the CX-5, and for 2019, the availability of that 2.5-liter turbocharged engine is sort of the big news, as is the addition of two top trim levels, the Grand Touring Reserve and the Signature, both of which are at the top of the CX-5 trim level lineup. They're both only available with the turbocharged engine and both only available with all-wheel drive. We drove a Signature with the all-wheel drive and the turbo because those are required, and it's a likable vehicle. I think the only thing that's startling about it is that you now have a Mazda CX-5, a compact mainstream crossover that gets close to $40,000, which may be a lot for some people, but then again, you don't have to buy that. You can go with the excellent, one of the excellent trim levels down below it. This is a very likable car. The interior is very nice, and the CX-5 has always handled very well. It's just generally sporty in look and feel. Good front seat room, pretty good rear seat room, lots of cargo space. Rear seats fold flat, which is nice if you need to move stuff around. Really just an impressive vehicle.
Absolutely, very impressive, very well done, and got A in the big and tall guy department as well.
Yeah. Damon Bell, our 6'6" editor, sees just fine out of that vehicle, and that's a good thing. A lot of crossovers these days have the roof extending too far in front of the driver, and if you're taller, you end up looking at the roof or the ceiling and not at traffic lights, which can be a huge hassle in traffic.
You know, that's a really good point. Another trend that we're seeing out there, Tom, which is kind of funny because I remember my parents had an 82 as well as 85 Thunderbird, both with digital displays for miles per hour, speedometers, as well as digital tachometers. I remember my first Corvette that I bought in 1990. It was a 1993 model year Corvette, and that too had a kind of a hockey stick-esque digital tachometer. But back then, the enthusiast magazines, you know, cried foul and really forced. You know, we used to refer to them. Us auto journalists used to kind of name them like Tokyo by Night dashboards and things like that. But it's back. You know, after being shunned by the enthusiast press years ago, here it is all these years later, and guess what we're seeing, like in the upcoming Shelby GT500 Mustang? You got a digital tachometer, you got a digital readout for your speedometer. So what's old is new again.
It is, and it's funny, too, that we're going back to digital, because there's nothing easier to read than just an analog sweep tachometer, although so few people actually need a tachometer anymore that I can see why there would be less and less pushback against digital stuff.
Yep, that's true. Recently, you guys had the opportunity to check out a very important vehicle in the Nissan lineup. That's the Murano, and you guys had it in SL configuration in all-wheel drive form. And the Murano certainly has been quite a seller for the Nissan car company through its various incarnations of this vehicle.
Yeah, the Murano is an interesting vehicle because it was really, when it came out, it was sort of a pioneering crossover. People were still really doing what we used to call SUVs, the body-on-frame vehicles, back when the Explorer and the Blazer and Trailblazer was still old-school body-on-frame based on rear-drive architecture. The Murano was kind of a trailblazer, along with things like the Lexus RX and the early Highlanders. And it's come to be very mainstream since then, and a little bit less sporty. Today, the Murano is really something that cross shops best to get something like the Ford Edge. It is a two-row crossover with lots of room up front. They freshened it for 19, so there's some exterior tweaks. Nissan likes to call out its V-Motion. That's the brand for its grille. The V-Motion grille has been brought a little bit more into line with what the current corporate logo is. But it's a good vehicle. It's not an outstanding vehicle in the class, but it's certainly worth people checking out. A lot of technology. It does not feature Nissan's ProPilot as yet, the semi-autonomous system that you can find in the Rogue and the Rogue Sport, which is interesting.
It's also very interesting to check out an article at ConsumerGuide.com in the Daily Drive blog section, which was done by Damon Bell. He and his wife took a trip to Cuba, and I know there was a book written about this by both Tom Cotter and Bill Warner of the Amelia Island Concord. They put out a Motor Books special book on the cars of Cuba. But I really thought Damon did quite a good job with this article.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job. And one of the things about Cuba and the old cars is this is probably the last chance people are going to have to see these cars and enjoy them there. If you can get to Cuba, go ahead and do that soon, especially if you're going to do the car spotting. Because with sanctions against Cuba starting to open up and fall away, I think you're going to find more and more vehicles going in there. And the need for the local population to preserve these vehicles is probably going to become a little bit less dire. But nonetheless, Damon was able to find an incredible number of really cool vehicles. And one of the things that makes these vehicles so special and so interesting is that they've become these wonderful Frankensteins of different parts, because it's just the incredible resourcefulness of the Cuban population in keeping their cars running meant just doing what they can to salvage from one vehicle to save another. And these pictures reflect that.
Yeah, definitely for car guys and girls, a trip to Cuba is a feast for the eyes, as you see long-forgotten American vehicles still in day-to-day use. I mean, I remember Jay Leno once referring to this era of the automobile that, basically it had a hard dashboard with hard buttons coming out of the dash, and if you had an accident, you just went splat right there. There wasn't any airbags. There wasn't any cushioning, any avoidance of injury. There was plenty of things to get really injured with. I mean, when you look at that compared to what we have for 2019 and 2020.
Yeah, it's great to see this era preserved, because you're right, safety just wasn't a thing. And it's hilarious to know that now the Highway Institute for Traffic Safety is pushing airbags from the ceiling for the rear seat of the car, which is an incredible contrast to a period of time. As you mentioned, there were just hard, pointy things on the dashboard.
Exactly. The more, the better. I also like the article that you wrote about the last regular cab short bed pickup. Tell us about this F-150.
Yeah, the F-150, there are currently just two, at the moment for 2019, there were just two pickups that can be had with a regular cab and a short bed. One is the F-150, and one is the heritage or holdover version of the Dodge Ram. I'm sorry, the Ram 1500, which was redesigned for 2019, but they're selling the old version as the Ram Classic. So since the Ram Classic is going to be phased out, I'm calling the Ford the last of them. But it's amazing how that once was the only pickup configuration, the regular cab short bed, is now really becoming incredibly rare.
Isn't that the truth, Tom? You see, you know, as we talked about earlier in the program, you see these vehicles loaded up with all kinds of luxury features and in many cases being used as family vehicles in addition to being used as work vehicles. So lots of great stuff to be found, as usual, at consumerguide.com. I also like that look back at the 1998 to 2003 Ford Escort ZX2. Now, this was a pretty, you know, popular car back in that era, but, boy, you never see one on the road today.
No, you don't. And when you think about sporty coupes from the period, you probably think Acura Integra or maybe Toyota Corolla, something like Toyota Celica, I'm sorry. But the ZX2 sold just as well as those cars did. It may not have been quite as sporty, but it was more affordable. And I think that for people who didn't have a lot of money to spend, who wanted something just a little bit nicer than a sedan or hatchback, this was a great car for them. And it's kind of nice looking, too.
It most certainly is. And he's also, Tom has got a wonderful photo feature from Collectible Automobile on a 1933 Hubmobile K321 convertible coupe. And I remember my dad talking about Hubmobiles, and it certainly has a great presence. Well, Tom, they're chasing us out the door. We'll have you back with us real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Thank you, Tom. That's going to do it for this hour of the broadcast. I'm Bob Long. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I
wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.